Corbyn must challenge pro-gentrification council leader or others will nick or vash, North London Socialist Party. Claire Cober, the Labour leader of Erringi Council, has been re-elected to stand as a councillor in the May 2018 elections. Cober supports the Erringi Development Vehicle, HDV, a scheme to privatise £2 billion worth of council housing, and hand it over to a joint venture with a private developer, who will demolish entire estates, and replace them with luxury apartments. The HDV is opposed by local Labour parties, and by the two local Labour MPs. Jeremy Corbyn's speech at the Labour Party annual conference attacked regeneration schemes which in reality, mean forced gentrification and social cleansing, as private developers move in, and tenants and leaseholders are moved out. But the majority of Labour councillors in Erringi are determined to ignore local and Labour Party opposition and to push ahead with the HDV. Efforts by the left in the Labour Party have been focused on deselecting pro-HDV councillors who have very little support among the Labour Party membership. According to reports by Labour Party members, Claire Cober secured re-election by signing up around 65 members during a two-week period in the autumn of 2016. It is reported that whole families joined at once, recording the same mobile phone number and email address, and paying membership fees through a single transaction. These new members had not come to Labour meetings or canvassing sessions until last week's election meeting, where it is reported that they packed the meeting, outnumbering the left by 60 to 30, and voting as a bloc to re-elect Claire Cober. The Lib Dems, who are the opposition in Erringi Council, are opportunistically trying to reinvent themselves as the anti-HDV party, and make the HDV into the number one issue in the May elections. The Labour Council is blatantly disregarding the position of the party locally and nationally, enforcing privatisation policies that will be extremely damaging to local working class people and risk allowing the Lib Dems to make gains. Jeremy Corbyn should personally intervene to prevent HDV proponents Claire Cober and Alan Strickland from standing as Labour Party candidates in these elections. If Jeremy Corbyn fails to do this, then community anti-HDV candidates should stand in the May election to challenge Cober and other pro-HDV candidates.